Now, today marks the fourth anniversary of Russia's mass invasion of Ukraine. A rally of solidarity will take place in the square in Tralee from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. organised by the NEKWD, the North East and West Kerry Development. Tracy Murphy first spoke to Robert Carey, who's programme manager with NEWKD, about today's events.
There will be a rally of solidarity in the square, and also
the square in Tralee.
The square in Tralee, sorry, yes. And also there will be a craft fair run by the Ukrainian school, which we support, and that will take place in our offices in Mitchell's in the afternoon. You know, obviously this is very important for the Ukrainian community, but it's important that for Irish people that they hear, that they get a sense as to, you know, what's still going on there, and that because, you know, with sort of mass media and misinformation, people can maybe be lulled into a sense that you know, the war is trundling on at a low level, but you know, Ukrainian people are getting bombed every day, obviously, and half a million Ukrainians have been injured or have died since the start of the war. So it's important. European support is very important for Ukrainians, and it's important that we engage with what's going on there.
What time is the solidarity event, the solidarity gathering happening in Tralee at on Tuesday the 24th?
It's at 12:30 in the square.
The other event to raise funds for the Ukrainian school?
That's at 4:00.
In Mitchell's. In the Mitchell's in Tralee.
And if I may, I'd just like to thank NEWKD. We support, you know, the Ukrainian community as part of our work. There's 6,500 Ukrainians currently in Kerry. But also I'd just like to thank MTU and the Ukrainian Cultural Centre in Ireland.
And of course, if you were still with us, you'd have been very much involved with these events. The late Jim Finucane, the former Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, who had just been given the award or the title of Honorary Consul to Ireland before he sadly passed away suddenly back in November.
Absolutely, yeah. Jim did fantastic work, and he was like instrumental in, I suppose, helping integration, helping highlight, particularly even at national level, the need for European and Irish support, you know, for the Ukrainian effort, excuse me, to resist Putin. So yeah, Jim did fantastic work, and yeah, so you know, we're sort of continuing that in our own way.
Natalia Krasnikova is a community worker with NEWKD, North East and West Kerry Development. 4 years on since you had to leave your country as a result of Putin's mass invasion. What are your thoughts now, 4 years on? You come from Kyiv, don't you?
Yeah, I'm from Kyiv, but originally I was born in Crimea. Crimea is occupied territory since 2014, and my parents still live there. And it's my the main nightmare to contact with my parents, because they live under Russian occupation. I can't visit this part of Ukraine, and if they don't have any documents, Ukrainian documents, they also can't move from Crimea. So it's really painful situation. But I used to live, I have been living in Kyiv more than 20 years, and my daughter still live there. She's a stubborn young lady who lives in Kyiv and studies sociology, and she doesn't want to go to Ireland even for winter.
Are you able to communicate with your parents if they're living in Crimea, which has been under Russian occupation? Russia illegally invaded Crimea 12 years ago now. How are you able to communicate with them? Is it possible?
It's really difficult because Russia block all social media like Facebook, Telegram, WhatsApp. They also have regulation, and they will punish people to use in VPN. So, for example, yesterday I tried to contact with my mom through Telegram and WhatsApp, but we couldn't.
Do you still think there's support in Ireland, strong support in Ireland for Ukraine?
I was in National Forum with Ukrainian organization in Dublin 2 weeks ago, and our ambassadors provide this fantastic numbers that Irish people are on the first place of donation across all Europe. So it means Irish community still supports Ukraine so much, a lot of support, massive support. It's really important for us for different levels, in human levels, in government levels, and we still feel this huge support from Ireland. But I also would like to ask, don't give up. Because I know we are tired, you are tired, you're incredibly tired. But since July, Ireland will be leader in the European Council. So you can bring attention to Ukraine, all Europe, and you can be leader, Ireland could be leader in Ukrainian question in European Parliament. We need support to win this war, because it's war not just between Ukraine and Russia. It's not just about territory. It's about ideology. It's about values. And I think if Ukraine lose, it means the Russian could go further, and all Europe is in danger right now.
Are you saying it's democracy?
Yeah.
Is
absolutely
at stake?
Yeah, democracy, values, and we are all in danger situation.
Some Irish MEPs voted against the EU giving a 90 billion euro loan to Ukraine. Their argument would have been, it's not that we don't support Ukraine, but this is only funding what they described as the military industrial complex, and it's only going to result in more lives being killed, more lives being lost, and that the way to resolve this is through peace and through negotiations. What would you say to that argument? We shouldn't be giving more money to perpetuate the war.
I think it's about naivety. Because Europe and Ireland, probably not all, but some people still blind and still don't understand and still so naive about general world security. You are just far away, 3,000 kilometers from Ukraine, from the front line, and you can pretend that it's not your war. But at the same time, Russian submarine, they are already in your sea. Russian drones support, follow Zelensky plane while his visit in Ireland. So it's general threat for all world. It's not about just Ukraine.
And do you think there's in some quarters, there's a naivety about Putin, or a sort of view, oh, he's not as bad as the mainstream media makes him out to be? Do you think there is still, and maybe some of that is as a result of disinformation on social media, but do you think there is a certain naivety in some, among some, about Putin and what he has done and what he is capable of doing?
I suppose he understands just language of power. Because diplomacy, it's really good, but we spent 4 years for diplomacy, and all world leaders try to use diplomacy instruments and negotiation to bring peace. It's really important. But it looks like this leader could understand just the language of power, like sanction, criminal justice, justice and power.
Yeah, there you go. That's the 4 years on from Ukraine. The solidarity rally will take place in the square to leave from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. That was Natalia Krasnikova, who's a community worker with NEWKD and a community leader in Kerry's Ukrainian community, speaking to Tracy Murphy about what the last 4 years have been like, the support they've received, how they're feeling now, how fatigued everyone is with the war, but what's at stake.